Oh, my friends, the time is flying by already. Chef Matt South of Cook's Warehouse fame, the manager and chef extraordinaire. He is here caramelizing his onions. And Chef Matt, you are going to do a little multitasking.
I am going to multitask. That's what you got to do in the kitchen.
There you go.
So I'm about to start the soup right here. So right now I got my Le Creuset pan, Dutch oven heating up on the stove. Always make sure your pan's nice and hot before you add anything to it. So we're going to get that heated up while we're caramelizing this. That way we can get the soup going, because the soup, the longer it sits, the better it gets.
Are you the kind that makes it up the day before and lets it sit all night? Or can you make it through the whole night without eating it?
No, I'm the kind that we make such a huge batch, we end up freezing a ton of it and just having it for dinner later as well.
Yeah, I can't. I tried to make it a day early. I've tried the chili. I've tried the jambalaya. I've tried the soup. I can't do it. I got to eat it.
Right. All right. So with the soup, what we're going to do is we're going to start off with the olive oil. Just get that in the pan. Get that nice and hot. And then we'll add the onions, and we'll just cook those until they're soft. Sweet onions.
So are you looking for sweating or actually soft?
Sweating. I want them nice and sweat. They'll get really soft when they're actually cooking. The cool thing about this soup is it actually doesn't take that long to cook. It's a pretty quick cooking soup. So it's pretty easy to do. You know, if you got home from work and wanted to make it, you'd be fine doing this soup, where a lot of soups take all day.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go back to the bruschetta while the onions are getting sweating off. And I'm just going to add a pinch of light brown sugar.
Oh, that's onions and sugar. I'm brown sugar onions on there right here.
It's going to add a little bit more sweetness, as you talked about this time of year. We need that little bit of extra sweetness to this. But then I'm going to go crazy and add a little bit more tartness. With a little apple cider vinegar, just a splash of apple cider vinegar.
The sounds of multitasking in the kitchen with Chef Matt South of Cook's Warehouse East Cobb, where we are having a ton of fun. And I saw you sneak in a little more brown sugar there. I saw that.
Just a little extra. Just a little extra.
Oh, man, those onions look great.
I know. They're going to taste better than they look, I promise you that.
Oh, I have no doubt. And the soup, especially this time of year. Now, are you a soup guy that can eat soup all year long?
I can eat soup all year long. I'm, especially like you said, gumbos and things like that. I spent a lot of time working in New Orleans-style restaurants throughout my restaurant career, so I can do that all year long.
I'm the same way. I can eat gumbo all the time. It's not, I know most people like to do it in the wintertime for obvious reasons, but man, there's a time in the summer where I'll just say, knock it off, we got to have some gumbo.
Right. Well, that's the best time. I mean, when I think about gumbo, I think about the best bowl of gumbo I ever had. And the best bowl of gumbo I ever had was at a friend of mine's house when we went to Mardi Gras for the first time when I was not quite 21 yet.
That was what, last year?
A few years ago.
Yeah.
But I went there, and it was a little bitty town and church called Church Point, right outside Lafayette.
Yes.
And my friend's grandmother made it. And they were like the type that in the house they would talk back and forth. And whenever they didn't want us to know anything, they'd start talking in French.
Yeah, Cajun French.
And so they'd go to that. And the gumbo that I had there, I thought I'd had gumbo before. That was like irresistible, because it was an old family recipe that had gone on for years and years and took all day that they prepared for us. But I fell in love with it.
Did they give you the potato salad or the rice with it?
They gave us the rice with it.
See, I lived in Lafayette for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I learned that a lot of the Cajuns will make a mustard potato salad, take a scoop of that and drop it into the gumbo, and it cuts the heat a little bit, especially when it's fresh and hot out of the pot, but it gives you that great transition and gives you just, it's an incredible, if you ever get a chance, like if you go down to the great gumbo restaurants in New Orleans, you can actually tell them, I'd rather have potato salad than rice, and they won't look at you like you're crazy. They'll look out like, where are you from, Sha?
Thank you. That's interesting to know. Now, where do you, is there anywhere around here that you actually go to have New Orleans food?
You know what? I haven't found one. Now, there's a place over in Ackworth.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of the place right now, but it's, he's from New Orleans, a great New Orleans chef. He does all the New Orleans cooking. He does every, but his place is jammed all the time. And it's over on Main Street in Ackworth.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposedly a very good gumbo place out in Douglasville that people have told me about. I never get out to Douglasville.
Interesting story enough about that gumbo place called Gumbo's. So they had a place in Noonan many years ago, and I was a sous chef there for quite some time. So they do make a nice gumbo.
But so. If I'm going to eat gumbo, I'm either going to make it myself, because with the oven method, it doesn't take all that. The prep time for your stuff in the gumbo takes more time than the actual cooking of the gumbo.
Right.
Now, boy, those onions turned out beautiful.
So the onions are done. We basically got a onion jam. I added just a little bit of salt at the end. We've already toasted off some French bread here, a baguette, and we're just going to top it just with these onions. And we've spread a little bit of goat cheese on there.
Oh, man, that's just... Yes, indeed, my friends. As the onions are being applied, these are beautiful. And then I see the always important bacon right next to it. I don't know. I've tried to think of what bacon doesn't go with. And one time someone told me donuts, and
that's
I thought,
a lie.
I know, maple bacon,
bacon goes with absolutely everything.
Go ahead.
We did a French toast, bacon, and cheese, grilled cheese for a charity event earlier this year with one of our other wonderful chefs, Elizabeth Weaver, and it was probably one of the greatest things I've ever tried.
I mean, bacon I'll tell you, in the wintertime, you have a nice bowl of tomato soup, grilled cheese with bacon, and some, of course, I prefer blue plate, but I know there's Duke's and there's Hellman's, but I prefer blue plate mayonnaise on the sandwich. No, I'm not going to make my own. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Duke's is the only mayonnaise you should be using around here. Welcome to the South.
I know, but blue plate... They're so good, and they're so generous with their products, and they're so helpful, where the Duke's folks, not so much.
Well, my boss happened to be a spokesperson for Duke's Mayonnaise, so I am all about the Duke's Mayonnaise.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, there you go. There you go. As well you should, because it is great mayonnaise. But in this business world, as you know, those that are good... If you got to line them all up, those that want to play are the ones that you play with. And but no, I mean, Duke's is very, very good. And we've used it. We were heavily supporting Duke's at the second-to-last Taste of Atlanta we were at. Now, Matt has gone from working on his caramelized onions and his goat cheese sandwich going on. He's got his onions sweating over here. You're just all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
Now, the onions have sweated sufficiently. I think you're happy.
I am very happy.
That's a good thing. A happy chef means the food will be happy.
That is correct. So I'm just adding a little bit of garlic and a bay leaf to that as well. I'll get that nice fond up off the bottom in just 1 second when I add the chicken stock to it.
And the fond, a lot of people, if they don't know culinary, they say, oh, there's burnt stuff on the bottom. Man, that is flavor.
That is flavor. Turmeric. Amazing for you, really good for you. And this is what sets this apart. Turmeric and a little smoked paprika in there as well.
Nice. You pay a lot more for smoked paprika than you do regular, but it's so worth it.
You do. But it is definitely worth it. Little black pepper as well, a little fresh ground black pepper.
Man, just the look of it.
Smell
is just,
that.
Oh. It's awesome. Here, I'm going to put my microphone so that people around the world can smell it. Oh, man. Yes. correct your speakers. I'm taking pictures, and you will have pictures of Chef Matt, his recipes and everything online within 24 hours after the show, because it takes us, well, it takes me that long to post everything because I'm not as computer savvy as you might think. Does that surprise you, Matt?
That is not surprising. I got an email from you the other day. I know.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I use my talking, you know, my vocal thing on the cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to be so careful with that, because if you don't check it, and I'm in the middle of driving, I'm one of these people that I don't drive and text, but I'll pull over real quick, I'll yell into the phone, then take off. Some of the stuff I've sent is really quite shocking.
You got to be careful with those.
Yes, I even sent the wrong one to my wife one time that I heard about later on. It was not very good. But anyway, one thing is very good is Chef Matt South here at Cook's Warehouse. It's incredible. It's fun. He's cooking up the soup. When we come back, we're going to have more food, fun, and celebrating the good life, baby. Cook's Warehouse, East Cobb, right next to Whole Foods.